context of this is that we got promoted a couple of years back. We went into the Premier Division, and everybody knows that there's the financial challenges are much bigger. You're up against professional teams, and you have to spend a little bit more on your first team, and there's other off-the-pitch costs associated with that as well. But we've done very well. The team's done well. We're currently outside of the bottom three, which everybody knows, and we're probably surprising a few other people with that. So we part of, I suppose, the problem, Sean, with all League of Ireland clubs is that gate receipts will only ever account for a third of what you spend. So you really have to grow your fundraising and sponsorship models to cover the rest of it. Now, I think most people are aware we've run a very tight ship over the last few years. Other clubs went out of business. We managed to stay afloat through fantastic work from everybody around the club. So we're just in one of those situations again, Sean. You know, we have got a summer fundraising schedule coming out, and we've got a draw launched, and it's just one of the necessary evils of League of Ireland football generally, in that it requires constant money. It always will, because it doesn't have, say, the television money that other leagues around Europe would have. And, you know, the gate receipts, as I said, will only cover a certain percentage of what you spend. So, obviously, there was the postponement of the Derry City game schedule for this Friday. So,
how much of a lump does that take from you? You know, that kind of postponement. If you're having difficulties, I mean, you don't need any postponements, because gate receipts, as you say, even though they don't make up the most part, they're very important. So, how much of a problem did that cause for you?
I suppose it does cause a problem in that you work out the gates normally by €7 per person on average coming in. So if you have a gate of, well, we'd 4,500 for the first match of last season. Now, we're not saying we would have got that again, but if you're looking at 3,000, then you can do the match yourself. It's a substantial lot of money. So, when that was rescheduled,
Well, that's the cash flow, isn't it? Let's face it.
That's cash flow, yeah. That's cash flow. And
that's wages.
It's wages, and it's all the other costs, as I was saying, Sean. There's costs off the pitch, and it's kind of a unique club in a lot of ways. Our problems or our challenges are unique, Sean, in that, first of all, we're probably the only real rural club in the League of Ireland. Our facilities at the moment aren't, what we'd hope to be, and hence the proposed move, hopefully sometime in the next couple of years. And so it can be difficult to attract players up to this end, but Ollie's done a great job in recruitment, and we're one of only three part-time teams in there, so that's always going to present problems as well. But last year we managed to stay up, and people had us written off, and again this year people have written off, but we're still in there fighting a good fight. So we've put a few plans together. We've got a draw coming out, as I said. We've got a 5K, and we've got a golf classic. But again, reiterate, Sean, senior football, you will always need fundraising and sponsorship streams. And there's probably more benefactors putting money into other clubs now than there ever has been in the past. And the figures are kind of eye-watering. And let me make it clear, we've got nothing against benefactors or anything like that. But we'd always welcome them if they wanted to come to Finn Park. But that's just the reality that we face. But we're getting on with it, Sean. We faced difficult times before. We came through it. And so we put a plan in again. And the news, I think everybody has been very happy with the way the club has been run in recent years. The youth teams are doing very well. We have a number of community programs going. And the first team under Ollie's guidance has surpassed everybody's expectations. So we just got another challenge now. We've got to, the decision on the Derry game has been made, so we got to get on with it.
So your need, obviously, major sponsorship as well. I mean, that would be ideal. You can have all the fundraisers you like, and they're fantastic, but that's constant, isn't it? I mean, if you could have some large sponsor come in and say, look, we're prepared to put this amount into Finn Harps, that would be a huge security blanket for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. And, let me make it clear that we have over 100 companies around the county who sponsor the club regularly, and our main sponsor, McGettigan, they've all been very good. I think what you're talking about, in a lot of the cases in the league now, is actually benefactors, Sean, and you know, it's I think there's six or seven clubs who have got somebody, as you say, given a bit of a security blanket around the club. In the long term, I think it's going to be, as we move to the stadium, there is a plan there. We had to put a five-year strategic plan together for the FEI, and that is all centred around and how, where is the growth, how do you grow your revenue stream. So you have got a situation where, you know, you're not constantly worried about money from a month-to-month basis, and that you can, you know, do a lot more long-term planning and grow other areas of the club.
Okay, there's a caller asking the question, why have you some of the highest paid players in the league if you run a tight ship? I mean, what's your response to that?
My response to that is that's just nonsense. We haven't got anything of the sort. Our budget gets approved by the FEI licensing department. So our players, a lot of them, I don't even receive wages, they receive expenses. So we have a couple of players which we've taken from outside. We wouldn't, anybody who knows anything about League of Ireland football knows Finn Harps. Our wages are, if not the lowest, the joint lowest.
So that's just sheer nonsense.
That's just nonsense, absolute nonsense.
Is it the first time you've heard that, or is that just...
I saw something on one of the social media quoting a figure for one of our players. I don't know where it came from, but it was actually nearer to our entire weekly budget than it was to our... to that Pacific player.
So knock that on the head.
Knock that on the head, and our players will have a good laugh at that, yeah.
They wish.
They wish, yeah.
They wish, okay. So what's your appeal? Because you're due to issue a statement today. I mean, what can you tell us?
Yeah, basically we've just broken down into three. We have the nice people at Champion Travel have got us a great prize of a trip to a game in the UK if somebody wants to go across it. So we've got that ready to go. Then we have got a 5K on July 11th, and we have a golf classic on the bank holiday of August the 7th, and we've people contacting us with just different ideas and coming to us and saying, look, they're prepared to do their own thing, whereas a quiz or a football game and that type of thing. So, you know, it's very important to get out, Sean. You know, it's not, I think over the years we could have been better at explaining what the challenges were from the inside, and people from the outside might have been looking in and thinking, my God, what is it about these Finn Harps and other League of Ireland clubs? They're always out looking for money. It just takes that. It just takes it to run it, and it always will.
That is a problem, is it? You face a kind of an apathy. Oh, here they go again. You know, here we are with the begging bowl out again. And you do face that problem because you've had this difficulty before. You've had the campaigns for help before. And, you know, people have given before and they say, well, you know, when does this end?
I think that, as I said, it was something that we probably could have articulated better in the past. Senior clubs will always... need fundraising and revenue streams in this country. They always have done. We're a country that spends an estimated, they're guessing between 200 and 300 million a year on UK football. And so, you know, we all support UK teams. And for Irish teams, there isn't that, you know, that kind of money you get from broadcasting companies in other countries. But the other side of that, Sean, is that, you know, you're providing senior football in Donegal, and I think anybody who's been around the place over the last few years will see the strides that have been made. We're putting the best young players in this county up on a national stage, and a lot of them have gone on to be youth internationals. The guys have gone into the first team, and there's obviously the kind of social and economic benefits that it brings to the county as well. There's a plan in place with the new stadium committee. Are still working on the new stadium plan. So there is a plan there. You know, which will mean that the club can plan to have perhaps more regular streams coming through. But we're not asking people; we're asking people to invest in what we believe is a big part of the Donegal's kind of sporting and social fabric. So, you know, most people are very positive about the way we've been doing things in the last couple of years.
Okay. I mean, if you don't get the support that you're hoping to get, and obviously you're expressing some confidence today, you've got some fundraisers, but I mean, how long can this go on for if you don't get the support? What will happen?
I think, I'm confident that people will rally around, Sean. The noises come back are very positive. You've got a kind of experienced board there. Have dealt with bigger challenges. We've always honoured our commitments of wages over the last few years, and we'll we believe we'll continue to do so, and that's vital when, you know, you're obviously recruiting people and getting, you know, to keep the squad motivated throughout the season. We're going into it's a huge battle now. It's very exciting. So I think we would grand, and as people know, Sean, you know, a lot of people say to us, if we stay up this year, it'll be our biggest achievement ever. So it is exciting, and, you know, there is a lot to look forward to. But just, again, like a lot of other League of Ireland clubs, there's times during the calendar which we need to just rally that bit of support and get people behind us.
Okay, well, good luck with it, Aidan, of course, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Sean. Thank you. Cheers. See you then.